In the 1740s, on the edge of what was then the edge of the city of London, and set up a community centre, worship centre, church, which worked amongst the terrible devastation. If you go to Wesley's Chapel and out in the cemetery at the back, there is a white tombstone. The dad died at 48. The mum died at 58. And the six children didn't make five. There was the poverty. There was the need. That is what Wesley tried to do. And I've got an example from Wesley's Chapel to help us think about what we're doing. So we'll start by looking at the font. We are all baptized, is what Paul was saying. All believers through a different way. For we all come to Christ in a different way. But the important thing about this font, which is different from this one, apart from, of course, the style and the development, is that that font didn't start at Wesley's Chapel. That font started in the parish church of Madeley, on the other side of the River Severn, from Ironbridge. It's because the Reverend John Fletcher was an Anglican priest at Madeley, and he was a friend of John Wesley and the early Methodists. And Wesley, in his late 70s, realized that somebody was going to have to take the Methodist faith forward. And he had agreed with John Fletcher that he would take over leading. But God had other ideas. Because, sadly, John Fletcher died before John Wesley. And so Methodism evolved into what we have now. What it might have done under John Fletcher would be an interesting exercise. At the end of the 19th century, the parish church in Madeley was restoring and developing. And because of the link with Wesley, they gave the font complete to the chapel. So the font has come from the Anglican church in the Midlands down to the city of London. Complete. Now there's a story as to why the word complete is used. And that is that the middle bit, which is not the marble, the jasper marble, but more like plain stone, was where the christenings took place. But Oliver Cromwell's troops came to Madeley and he allowed them to feed their horses in the font, which rather upset the congregation, and they threw that bit of the font out into the churchyard, and it was rescued from the churchyard and brought down to Wesley's Chapel. Now that's a story. Whether it's totally true as of things from 250 years ago, well, who knows. But the point is that it symbolizes this one Lord, this one baptism. Whether you're Anglican, whether you're Methodist, whether you're Baptist, whether you come from the Jewish tradition or even from the Muslim tradition or the Hindu tradition, we are all children of God. And each one of us will have a different perspective and a different thought and a different idea. As Paul said, "For in Christ Jesus you are all children of God through faith. As many of you as were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ." The young Galatian church was struggling. They were hung up on satisfying the demands of the Jewish law and dictating who could or who couldn't be part of the Christian community, who could come into the group or who couldn't come into the group because they weren't circumcised or because they were something else or because they eat meat which hadn't been purified, whatever. But Paul in this letter is explaining to the Galatians that faith comes through the Spirit and is the fullness of God's promise made to Abraham, as Jean read. Christ is the embodiment of the law and has already satisfied the law's demands. For those in the body of Christ, by whatever way, this gospel, faith, removes all divisions between race, sex, and class. We are baptized or become members of the body of Christ. And when we do, we serve one Lord, one God, one Father, one Son, one Spirit. We share one faith in the saving, redeeming love of God through the sacrifice of Jesus, his death and resurrection, and the one baptism in the power of the Holy Spirit. And I'm not sidetracking into baptism by the Holy Spirit. That's a different concept altogether. We all become one in Christ Jesus, clothed in his righteousness. That is an awful responsibility. But we have the power. We have the key to unlock the door. We can access the will of God through the Holy Spirit, through prayer, through worship. And we can come to our Lord, who paid the price for our sin, confess our sin, and know that our sins are forgiven. Because our God has got the whole world in his hands, including you and me.
Thank you.